Hey, praise the Lord. God bless you, my friend, Bishop Barron here. I'm so super excited. Just the other day, I had a dream, and yet it felt so real. I believe it was a prophetic vision, and I know that it was directly related to you because I know that we're joined in the Spirit. You're forever on my mind and upon my lips in my times of prayer. But in this prophetic vision, I now know it was connected to you. I was pregnant. And I was in the waiting room. And I was at the point of giving birth. Have you ever felt like that? You know that you were at the verge of something and then it came to an end. But I knew that I was ready to give birth. The water had broken. The dilation was there. And we were calling for the nurse to take me into the delivery room. She would not allow me to go in. Says, it's not your time yet. An hour passed, and yet I was still in pain. And I cried out again, I'm ready to give birth. I was in pain and agony. I knew what was in me was ready to come forth. And we cried for the nurse and the doctor to come out. And the doctor says, you're not ready yet. You cannot go into the delivery room to give birth what is already in you. It's evil and it is demonic. The devil knows what you're called to do, and he knows that the blessings are there, but he will do everything that he can do to hinder and prolong and delay. And then an abortion shows up, a spiritual abortion, and you abort the things that has been ordained by the hand of God. And I cried out, and the doctor says, I could tell that you are in close to 9 to 10 centimeters, but it is not your time. And I cried out because I knew what was in me was ready to come forth. And I came forth out of the dream, and I knew exactly. And the Lord spoke to me. I want to get a powerful book into your hands, an e-book titled 9 Keys to Birthing Your Prophetic Word. It felt like there were some words that is hanging in the air and you have not seen the manifestation of them. This is going to help you. Plus, right after I give you this prophetic word that is on my lips, I will talk to you about a powerful teaching that I want to get into your hands. So the Lord began to speak to me, and he told me that what has been delayed is about to come forth, and you won't miscarry your promises, nor the blessings, nor the prophetic words that is over your life. Now, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying unto me that you're going to find that this is the hour and this is the season of the Spirit of the Lord that shall rest upon you. For I hear the Lord saying unto you, my friend, that this is a season where the Lord says the enemy would try to bring obstacles, but the Lord said, I'm going to cause you to rise above the obstacles. You're coming into a season and a time where the Lord says, I'm about to meet and fulfill even your spiritual needs. For this is the hour where the Lord says, pray for a friend, pray for them in the realm of the Spirit. The Lord says you're coming into a season where I shall cause you to be powerful, and you will rise up and you will conquer your Goliaths. For I sense the enemy sending someone that will try to dominate you and be a superior. But the Lord says, I'm going to reverse some things, and I'm going to raise you up. For even those who spoke against you, God says, I will deal with them. Even those who laugh behind your back, God says, I will cause you to have the last laugh. Even those who spoke words against you and criticized you, the Lord says, get ready, because I'm about to cause a major shift, for I am taking you into another place and another realm, in the realm of the Spirit. For the Spirit of the Lord says, get ready, because God says this is the hour for you to be very wise in this season, even for the next 2 to 3 days. God says, be careful what you say, because people can seem like they can react very differently. You must guard your words, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Even superiors and people in power is going to begin to favor you within the next 30 to 90 days. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying unto me further that even around the 18th of this month, the Lord says, don't let anyone disturb your peace. Because I heard the Lord says the enemy's trying to bring like intrusion, people that will be trying to get a reaction out of you. But the Lord says, stay in prayer and let nothing disturb your peace. Let the peace that passeth all understanding be your portion, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Stay grounded in this season and I will raise you up. For I see a shift. I see a shift. I see a shift happening. For the Lord says, I'm moving you forward and I'm guiding you and I am leading you, saith the Spirit of the Lord. So let no one disturb your peace, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You'll find that even around this, yes, that 18th again, the Lord says someone or an older or a more powerful person will try to block your progress. But the Lord says, even on the 18th, he says, you ought to shout seven times like the children of Israel as they walked around the walls of Jericho. It came tumbling down. The Lord says unto thee, he says unto thee on that day, when you get up in the morning, you ought to shout seven times. The Jericho walls are destroyed. The Jericho walls are destroyed. You will say this seven times. And whatever will try to block you, God says, I'm going to tear it down. I will destroy it with my breath. I will destroy it with my hands. And even as you speak, the power of God shall come upon your mouth. And that will destroy the walls, the blockages that will try to come your way. Also on that day, God says, show love, show love, show love, show love. I also hear the Lord saying that even around the 21st of this month of May, he says, be very wise, avoid excessiveness. Be very wise, avoid excessiveness. Excessiveness, don't overdo things. Whatever that may be wise. You'll find that even around the 21st, people are going to be fighting for you and not against you. They will be fighting for you and not against you. Lastly, around the 22nd of this month, I heard the Lord says, I don't know if there's something around papers. It's not a good time to sign a contract or make some kind of a deal. It seems like your judgment could be a little bit off and you might assume too much and miss critical details. So you want to slow down on that day and be more focused. You ought to hear. And as you hear, you'll be able to see. Hear and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, that he will be the one that will guide you and lead you, because the enemy will try to cloud your vision. So that day you must stay in prayer and keep your eyes open. Speak less, hear more. And you touch your ears, says God, touch my ears that I may hear. And then lay your hands on your eyes. Show me, Father God, what I cannot see. Show me what is hid from me. And that is the word of the Lord. My friend, I am so excited. What a powerful prophetic word. I cannot shake it again concerning when I was in the delivery room in a vision that I had in a dream. But they did not let me in. They would not allow me to go in and to give birth. I am reminded of a man by the name of Nicodemus who had a revelation about Jesus Christ, but he walked in the dark and met with Jesus privately. Can a man have a miscarriage? Absolutely. The miscarriage of a dream or an idea or a promise or a prophetic word. My friend, I have a powerful series that I know that is going to bless your teaching on the man who had a miscarriage, full of principles and truths. And then also, I want to get you a powerful ebook as well, titled 9 Keys to Birthing Your Prophetic Word. 9 keys to birthing your prophetic word. Just as a woman goes through 3 trimesters in her pregnancy, so in the spiritual, first above, then below. I walked through with you on 9 keys to birthing your prophetic word. As I shared with you before my wife and I had our first child, we had over 9 miscarriages. And out of that, I wrote these principles. As I studied and I was there with her in the delivery room and all the birth of all of our 7 children. Can you imagine over 9 miscarriages? You lose hope. There are prophetic words that is hanging over your life. I want to help you and show you how to give birth to them. Just as a woman has trimesters and complications and things that begins to happen and what she needs to begin to do to nourish her body because the baby is feeding off of her as well. What happens when your stomach gets so big and you're not comfortable at night? Sometimes the feet swell. I believe, my friend, and I know that this book on 9 keys to birthing your prophetic word, as you look at it from a physical standpoint of what a woman goes through, you'll begin to see the spiritual significance as well to prepare yourself. Isn't it amazing that when a woman gets pregnant, sometimes, in most cases, she doesn't even know, it is hid from her. You cannot share everything with everyone. It is not their business. There are some that has the spirit of Pharaoh that will try to kill the seed, kill the baby. There is the spirit of Herod that will try to kill the thing that is about to come forth out of you. This book is going to bless you, this powerful ebook, plus the teaching series on the man who had a miscarriage. It will teach you how not to abort or miscarry what God has put in you. Today, I want to ask you, my friend, as the Holy Spirit is leading you, and I know you are already excited and you can't wait to take a leap of faith, you're sowing a free will offering to help you to give birth to so much more in your life. This will help you and show you how to deal with the different stages of giving birth to a prophetic word, either spiritual or even physical, maybe a dream or an idea. There are complications, but there are some things that you can do to protect yourself. I want to ask you today to step out in faith with a free will offering of just $27. $27. $27, that's all. 9 times 3 is 27. These 9 keys is going to increase you. It's going to do something. It's going to do something miraculous in your life. Will you take a leap of faith? And I know the answer is yes. Just shout yes. 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 Yes, prophet. Count me in. I am ready. And I want to get this 9 keys to birthing your prophetic word to you within the next 24 hours. And then within the next 48 hours, I will send you this powerful teaching on the man that had a miscarriage. Can you imagine a man having a miscarriage? It's going to bless you and empower you and increase you. So go ahead, my friend, and click on that beautiful link. It says, yes, prophet, I am ready. I am ready to give birth to miracles. I am ready to give birth to my dreams. I am ready to give birth to my prophetic words, the promises of God upon my life. And release the $27 seed. Or go ahead and be a part of the 27 that would say, prophet, I'm believing for more and greater. There are many things that I need to give birth to. Here is my miracle seed of $90. I want to be covered for the next 90 months, 90 days. I want to be covered for miracles and blessings. There are some things that I need to give birth to. Then like me, says prophet, I am ready. Here is my miracle seed. A free will offering of $90. Peace and many, many blessings.